This is ESPN Radio.
Good morning, Jay Williams. You know what's interesting? And we're only seeing you right now. You can watch us on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. This is ESPN Radio, of course, always presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Amber Wilson, Jay Williams hanging out. What's interesting, Jay, is as the camera is focused on you.
Yes.
I'm noticing.
So this is what you're going to do, Amber? This is what you're going to do? You're going to act like you recognized it when I came into the studio?
You look very similar to yesterday. Hmm. And yes, it was pointed out to me because I had no idea you were wearing the same sweatshirt as yesterday. Apparently, I wasn't paying close attention to you yesterday.
Yeah. So apparently, I mean, you didn't look at me at all yesterday. That's what you're. For a whole 4-hour show, you did not pay attention to the fact that I had a green sweater on the whole time.
In fairness, I was too distracted looking at your Chicago Bulls pictures from when you were drafted. So they were very distracting.
The sweaty T-zone pictures?
Yes, the sweaty pictures. The 10-hour-long photo shoot that you did at 20-something years old. It was so glorious that I couldn't take my eyes off of it. But why are you in the same clothes? This is how I know you're big time, Jay Williams, if I didn't already know. Because you are on national television right now, just not giving a bleep, wearing the exact same thing that you wore yesterday.
Well, I kind of had no choice. So yesterday was a great day. I came into the city, New York, for some meetings. And then I went to go see the shop with Maverick Carter last night. They were doing their live tour, sponsored by Lexus. A little plug for you guys there for the shop, Uninterrupted. And it was with Method Man, Joey Badass, and also Julius Randle, which was so fascinating listening to him talk about the New York Knicks. And we'll get into that in a second. So afterwards, you know, I had myself a car service, and I literally got into the car, and I had my bags. And for some reason, like, my daughter went to this concert last night with some of her friends. It was like a kids' bop concert, okay? They're like 5 years old. And I got so lost in my conversation with her that when I got out of the car, I just got out of the car with my book bag. Like, I carry all my stuff, like my laptop and a book that I'm reading and stuff like that. And I was just kind of like, I was like in a rush because I was supposed to meet Mav later and all this other stuff was going down. And I literally got into the hotel and I checked in. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let me take a shower. And I realized I left my bag in the car. And I had called this car multiple times. This guy did not pick up. And I lost all my clothes. And here I am. I don't smell great, but I have no other choice but to lean into it. And I'm wearing the exact same thing I had on yesterday for 16 hours. So it's not the best circumstance. On national TV.
So, okay, a couple follow-ups. So yep. I would imagine you're never using that car service again.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Stole your clothes. Yeah. I hope there was nothing valuable in that bag.
And by the way, I called the agency, and I'm not going to say who they are, but it turned into this whole thing. It's like, well, why'd you leave your bag in the car? I'm like, why are you making this my fault? Like, obviously, I know it's my fault, but I paid you for a service. Can you please bring my bag back? And like, well, he's on to other calls and other services today, sir. He won't get back to you until maybe tomorrow afternoon. I'm like, so guess I'm going on TV just wearing it and just owning it. Amber, there's no other choice.
I could see an Uber driver doing that. I'm surprised that an agency found no other way to get it back to you. My other follow-up, so then you did shower and then you proceeded to put back on the same clothes that you were wearing all day. What did you sleep in?
Yeah, that's also another conversation, which is a little bit awkward. Like, I cannot. Okay.
Were you naked?
Can we go into this?
Because
this is a really big thing. How do you, when you sleep in hotels, like, I usually wear sweatpants when I sleep in hotel rooms. Like, I don't know where these blankets have been. I've been around Keyshawn too damn long on all the crime shows and all the black lights in hotel rooms and things of that sort. So I freak out. So I might have slept in the clothes that I'm still wearing currently now.
Oh, no. But see, like, the reason I don't sleep in the nude in a hotel room is because I always have this vision in my mind of the fire alarm going off. And I'm like running downstairs and I don't have time to put on clothes. And now I'm just like on the streets of Manhattan.
Just with nothing on, just out here.
Let it all hang out because the hotel's burning down.
So like the thought of like pillows, blankets, all that stuff, like not being washed, that doesn't cross your mind at all.
That is obviously gross. Now, the thought, I'm hoping I'm staying at establishments that are nice enough where they are, in fact, washing the bedding.
You would hope, or that's the trick that they hook you on because you think they're nice establishments, so you think they wash all their stuff.
I would hope so. I try not to think about it too much. If you think about it too much, you're going to drive yourself crazy because it's a necessary evil. You're staying in hotels. It is what it is. But also, if the fire alarm goes off.
I'm scratching myself right now like I'm Dave Chappelle.
Well, to be honest, I don't know at this point if that bedding would be any dirtier than the clothes that you're wearing because you've now collectively been in them for like 18 hours straight, including sleeping.
What am I supposed to do? Like, I guess by the time I got back, though, it was pretty late. So, like, I couldn't just go to a store and buy new clothes. And then off GP, Amber, like, I'm not going to spend $100. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, we're going to ride it out.
No, what you were supposed to do, because you're Jay Williams, right? You're supposed to have somebody bring you clothes. So, like, you fire up a Postmates. You're in Manhattan.
Fire up the Postmates.
Okay, I know you can afford it. You're in Manhattan, right? You fire up some Postmates. You have them go buy you some clothes somewhere, even if it's Walmart or whatever's still open at that time of night. You got some fresh clothes.
Amber, I guess you don't know me. I'm the grinded out type of guy. It's like, you got $20 in your pocket. Let's make it through the day. Let's see if we can play these games. Like, I'm all for it.
Explains the sweaty pictures with the Chicago Bulls. Amber Wilson, Jay Williams hanging out with you here. You can watch him. They only have you up. You can watch him right now on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Let's talk some sports, though, as we head into this NFL season. I want to know, Jay, non-quarterbacks, because, man, do we spend all our time talking about quarterbacks. But in terms of non-quarterbacks, who is the player that you are most excited to watch this season?
So, obviously, there is bias here on this one. And it's not the team or the person that people think it would be. It's Garrett Wilson. You know, like, there was a viral video that occurred the other day where he caught the ball in the end zone off, like, a pass from Aaron Rodgers. And it was a sick catch. It was nasty. I mean, toes tapped in right on the edge of the end zone. And everybody was talking about it. And I just watched Garrett from the time he was at Ohio State. And understanding now that he's going to be with Aaron Rodgers, I just feel like he is an electric wideout that has a chance to go to the next level. I mean, last year, if you just talk about some of the stats, right? 83 catches, 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns. And he was playing with Zach Wilson and Mike White, right, and Joe Flacco. So now that we have the Jets have a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that has all this attention on him and comes from a situation in which he did have that relationship with Davante Adams, and we've seen where Davante Adams is right now with the Raiders and going through those growth pains, right, of, hey, like, I'm not playing with Derek Carr. Now I'm with Jimmy G, and what is this going to look like, and am I not happy? Like, a new budding relationship between these two with Hard Knocks, all the attention that's on them with Nathaniel Hackett. And like, that, to me, is there's so much attention around a guy like Garrett Wilson, who is still so young in this game, with the star power that he has. I'm just curious, will it translate to another level for him, considering his barometer was 1,000 yards and 4 touchdowns with Zach White? You know what, with Zach Wilson and Mike White. Like, that's intriguing to me.
I think that's a really good nomination. I will be excited to see what that looks like, because if you can show that kind of promise with those guys throwing you the football, what's it going to look like with Aaron Rodgers throwing you the football? I would nominate, and this is a little bit of a homer move for me because I am a Gator, but Kadarius Toney. We're talking about a player who has had a weird NFL career so far, and just 14 passes, 171 yards, and a couple touchdowns last season for the Chiefs, but now they don't have Juju anymore in that offense. He's supposed to be a key piece now of that offense, and in terms of that receiver room there in Kansas City, they've got the best quarterback in the world on that team throwing him the football. And he was such a dynamic player in college, man. Toney was so unbelievably exciting to watch. So I really feel like that this might be the season, if he can stay healthy, because obviously that's plagued him throughout his career as well. This might be the season that Kadarius Toney really has a breakout. I'm excited to watch him. Also, Stephon Diggs, I would put on that list if we're talking receivers. simply because of the drama, right? I mean, he's already one of the best in the game, but that drama between him and Josh Allen, we haven't talked about it now in a few days. That whole noise has settled down here as they've gotten into training camp, and now that Stephon Diggs showed up and he's participating, but it feels like that drama was coming from somewhere, Jay. Is it going to play out on the field this season? Are we going to see those frustrations boil over? It's something that we have seen from Stephon Diggs before in his career, so I just like the drama, so I'll be watching him as well.
So I heard Ryan Clark talk about this the other day, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, he's seen grown ass men, Amber, fight in locker rooms and get over it quicker than what he saw Allen and Diggs, something that has festered throughout the entire offseason. Mm-hmm. And it brought me back to a lot of moments like within the locker room in the NBA where guys literally would scrap and the next day they're like, all right, cool, like it's over. Like I watched Kobe Bryant talk about this in a pod the other day where literally he was like, you know, every single day in practice, like, if you're not competing, get the hell off the court. And there were fights. Like, I come from that culture. So the fact that there could be physical altercations throughout the course of a regular season or an off season, and I've seen top-level guys all of a sudden come back in the locker room the next day and dap each other up, like, all right, like, that's over, next thing. And the fact that this has festered for so long, and just even to hear them downplay it, to hear Josh Allen come out like, you know, I love him, he's my guy, like I have to prove to the world and I need him to hear me through the media, not through a call, not through a text, Amber, like I have a problem with you, hey Amber, what's going on, I'm calling you, we're talking mano a mano, you know what I mean? Like the fact that that had to be done publicly lets me know that maybe that relationship isn't as tight as it's portrayed to be, which is fascinating to pay attention to see if it continues to something else were to insert itself into that equation, how will it end up?
I know that's such a professional athlete thing. I wonder if female professional athletes are the same way, because it's such a dude thing generally. Like, like a week ago, my husband was playing golf with a bunch of buddies, and like him and one of them almost got into it on the golf course. And then a few hours later, we're all at the pool together hanging out, and they're laughing about it. Yeah. And it's such a dude thing. Like guys just have the ability, and women forget. We're not talking for 5 years after
exactly.
that.
You guys will go back.
My goodness.
It's so funny. See, here's what happens. Here's the difference, Amber. I don't know how you guys are. Like, I can't, like, my wife is, like, a little bit more, like, a guy in that manner. Like, if she does not like you, she will not talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, meanwhile, my mom, when she was alive, rest in peace, like, my mom was like, oh, hey, Kathy, what's going on, girl? I hate that chick. She is horrible. I will slice
her. Ooh, your mom, fake. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, my mom was that. Was that woman, right? Like me, I could be a little bit more politically savvy. Like, I'm like, yeah, okay, what's up? You know, but it's interesting how it does work out that way.
Yeah, I'm more like, well, I guess I'm more of a get overer. Like, I don't hold grudges. I'm not that person
really?
By any means. So, yeah, I don't have, like, I don't like the drama. I don't have drama
I'm
with
LaBelle.
Girlfriends.
I'm petty
yeah.
LaBelle all day long.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. You'd fit right in up there in Buffalo. So you tell us, America, who are you excited to watch this season? Who is not a quarterback? Let's get off the quarterback position for a moment. 888, say ESPN. That's how you join the conversation. 888-729-3776. Coming up next, we will take your phone calls. Who's the non-quarterback that excites you as we head into 2023 in the NFL?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
We are taking your phone calls. Who is the non-quarterback that you are most excited to watch this NFL season? 888-SAY-ESPN. That's how you join the conversation here. Amber Wilson, Jay Williams. You can watch us on ESPN2 and ESPNU. You can see Jay Williams' dirty-ass sweatshirt.
Wow.
That he's been wearing for 20 hours straight.
Wow.
Longer than that.
I mean, by the way,
24 hours straight, because you were wearing it here yesterday.
Out of all the days for your camera, not to be working.
No kidding.
Why is it today?
It's beautiful.
Why is there a single shot of me the whole time that I'm wearing the same outfit I wore yesterday?
What a coincidence. Why?
How isn't funny it, does that work crazy? Out, Jerry, in the control room? What's isn't going it, on, Jerry?
Isn't it weird they can't get my lip sync right, air quotes, it's all ridiculous. Of a sudden on the one day that Jay is still wearing the same clothes that he did this and, show yesterday?
And Amber, yesterday I was in Greenpoint. Like I thought the shop, like I said earlier, it was with Method Man and Joey Badass and Julius Randle and Paul Rivera, who kind of, you know, is part of the whole team of Uninterrupted and CEO Maverick Carter. Like it was in Greenpoint. I was in Brooklyn Stand Up. I'm with you. But like literally I thought it was going to be inside. I found myself in this old warehouse, hot as hell. So it's like one
in
of those moments.
In that sweatshirt?
No, I took the sweater off.
Okay.
I took the sweater off. Obviously, it's like 9,000 degrees.
Well, I didn't know if you had anything under that sweater.
You wear a t-shirt under the sweater. You don't
I have a sweatshirt on right now. Nobody can see it in America. I ain't got nothing under it. I'm just going to go ahead and reveal to America right now.
Wow. Back to football. Hello.
Can't prove it.
And by the way, once again, no shot on Amber. Just
no
me.
No shot on Amber.
You say that, people are looking at me like, what the hell? Why am I looking at Jay now?
Just let that marinate in y'all's minds. So, let's get to the phone line. 888-8
We're building.
No, Keith. We're not building. We're not building.
What?
Keith is in Alabama. Hey, Keith. Thanks for the call. Who are you excited to watch this season who's not a quarterback?
Good morning, Jay Will. Hey, Dub.
What up, Keith?
Good morning.
Hope y'all having a good morning. I am most interested in seeing the effect that Stephon Gilmore has on Trayvon Diggs. I think that's a very smart pickup, a veteran leadership to kind of show him the ropes. I really have a feeling that this Dallas defense has the potential to be legendary this year.
It better be. It better be, right, Jay? I mean, this whole Dallas team on offense and defense, but to be legendary, I think might be a tall ask. I do think that defense needs to look very good this season and should look very good this season.
Well, what was the topic around, you know, last year as it relates to, like, you know, Trayvon Diggs, like earlier in the season being a lockdown type player and then gambling, right? Taking a lot of chances and getting burned. So all of a sudden a guy like Gilmore, I'll say this back to Keith's point. There's something, Amber, about having a vet that can teach you the nuances and the slight tricks of the game in which you can learn how to placate it differently. You know what I mean? Like the timing of it. Like, oh, I thought it was like this. All right, well, you know, have you thought about it like this? Or my experiences have led to this. Or think about that quarterback count again. Or just that experience around somebody that can put his arm around you. Like, yo, let me put you onto game and school you on some of these little slight tricks that can lead to us getting more interceptions or just you making better reads defensively. It goes a long way.
Trayvon Diggs has been on one at training camp, screaming at Dak Prescott, shut your bleep.
I love it.
Up.
I'm here for that.
A word that when an NBA player gets called that word, they get all up in a tizzy, right? The B word, Jay. You know what word I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you just said word up, son.
No, but I always like it's like though like, it's Amber, like it's that particular word. NBA freaker right players always freak out about that particular word.
Oh, I'm
if
ready
it's ever
to fight
shot.
If somebody calls me that.
Right, and Trayvon Diggs is out here calling his quarterback that at training camp. Wild.
Let me if a woman called you that.
I mean, like, sticks and stones, Jay. I'm not going to fight a woman for calling me. Like, come on.
Maybe this is too much of the bravado on me, like as a guy. Like if I'm on the court and another man calls me that,
you gotta
get the timing right. If we're gonna do the beeping sound, we did this yesterday. See, once you can't even catch my rhythm, Yates. What the hell is going on?
Beeping when he's not even talking.
I really want to curse him. You know, I can't. Mickey Mouse, you know, got deep, you know, those claws, man, dig deep Yates, into your back. I ain't trying to have that on
Yates
me.
Yates always beeps in between Jay's sentences.
It's hard. The timing's so far off.
I feel like the timing is even better when you just, you know, randomly pop it in there.
Well, yeah, but we'll put it in there. Let me ask you this question real quick, Yates. On the basketball court, I wish we had some footballers. And if you're a footballer player, like, out there, please call into the show. If another man calls me, you ready, Yates? If another man calls me during practice or in a blanking game, are we going to throw hands? We're going to have a problem.
At worst, it's going to be, I ain't going to be too many more of those words before something happens. You know,
it sounds like I'm tougher than you guys. That's really what it comes down to.
Or Amber,
like,
or
I'm not going to get my panties in a tizzy because of a word.
What?
Oh my Calm God. Down, everyone. Calm. It's true.
Amber, I can't with you today.
Professional athletes out here, just sensitive.
Sweaters
sensitive
with
folks.
Nothing on, panties in. There's so much going on right now with you today.
And yet none of it is on camera.
None of it. You are just messing with our viewers. I'm apologetic to people out there. You're hearing her talk this way. Why you need to stare at me? I don't want to see me either. I'll tell you that.
Let's go to Joe. I'm sure there's plenty of people who'd rather see you. Joe is in New Jersey. Hey, Joe, who's your nomination here? Hey, who are you excited to see?
Good morning. I'm watching Saquon Barkley.
I think that's a good one. That's going to be a popular one, Jay. I mean, one-year deal doesn't seem like it's really smoothing things over there between him and the Giants, but you know he's at least going to be out there for his team after all the drama this offseason. What kind of season is he going to have? Because he still didn't get that extension that he wants.
I mean, he better have a better season than what he had last year when you look at the metrics within his contract in which he needs to get that full money coming his way. I mean, he had career highs in you know, touchdowns and in rushing yards last year, so he better get his touches from Daniel Jones and from Brian Daboll in that offense. But I will say this, Amber, I feel like the Giants owe you and I a little bit of the economics here. I mean, you've been preaching about this being a one-year deal from the beginning. I spent time with Saquon. All of a sudden, the deal gets done the next day. All I'm saying is I would like to participate economically in helping close that deal.
All you're saying is his agent owes you a little bit of that 3%.
Yeah, all I'm asking for is give me like 75 basis points. That's all. You know, something small. Doesn't need to be big.
Triple A, ESPN. Jerry is in Wisconsin. Hey, Jerry, who you got?
What's up, Jerry?
DJ Robinson for Atlanta. Yeah. I think he has a potential to be like another Christian McCaffrey or Saquon Barkley. I just think he's a beast.
So, Amber, he's my rookie to watch. And by the way, it's even more entertaining for me considering this conversation stemming around running backs not getting paid, right? Like the fact that they would move up to get a running back of his caliber and how he's a dual back and how he can be utilized within the offense. Like there's so much attention around, because I do think I would agree with the last caller. I think he's a breakout star.
There's two things that have happened to running backs. Not only do they not get the next contract after their rookie deal because teams are realizing that it's most economical to run these guys essentially as much as you can during their rookie deal, then tag them once, maybe even tag them again, and then you move on and you move on to the next guy in the draft. But the other thing that's happened to running backs is they're not getting drafted nearly as high. And so when they do have that rookie deal, Jay, it ain't nearly as much as it otherwise would be, right? And here you have a player that they traded up to eighth and they took at that eighth spot. So gets a very lucrative deal out of college. I agree with you. I think it matters a lot for running backs moving forward. If it looks like the smartest deal, you know, from Atlanta, and if he turns out to be a huge superstar, then maybe teams go back to not being so shy about drafting quarterbacks in the top 10 or running backs in the top 10 picks. I do think Bijan Robinson, there's a lot that could come from Bijan Robinson being a breakout star, but obviously Atlanta believes he will be, or they wouldn't have traded up to draft him drafted him there at eighth, not traded up, drafted him there at eighth.
Yeah. You ever have those moments where after a workout, you smell something, like, what is, and you go, oh.
Oh, God, you just smelled yourself? Just keep your arms down.
What?
Coming up next.
I'm trying. I'm locked in a room here. I mean, it's only me in the room.
Well, it's not going to be only you. Damian Woody at some point is going to join us in the show, and boy, do I feel bad about him. I feel bad for him. Coming up next. Is this the year that Mike Tomlin finishes the season with a losing season? Man, we asked that. We've been asking that a lot lately. Last year it didn't happen. Is this year going to be finally the season? Just stop.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Hey, let's go do our job, man.
NFL Nation 2-a-days.
Time is here.
On ESPN Radio, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Blue 58, go.
This is Brooke Pryor with the Steelers. And the biggest thing we're going to be watching in Latrobe is, can Kenny Pickett pick up where he left off at the end of the 2022 season? Pickett finished last season throwing 6 touchdowns to 1 interception after the bye, but his rookie season he did throw just 7 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. So this year's training camp is the first look at how Pickett is adjusting in his second year. Is he going to take that second year leap that we see out of so many quarterbacks? And in front of him, there's a new offensive line. The Steelers made big moves in free agency to give Pickett more protection. We'll see how that pays off, beginning in Latrobe.
Countdown to kickoff with NFL Nation 2-a-days on ESPN Radio.
So you heard it there for our NFL 2-a-days. The conversation around the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, there I am. I'm on TV. Look at that. I'm on TV, Jay.
It's not
just
back.
Your sweatshirt. Now it's also my sweatshirt on television. Look at that. Mine's much cleaner, by the way. I did not sleep in this one. For the record.
It looks cleaner. Doesn't mean, well, no, it is cleaner. You're right. I was going to try to fight back on that one, but there's no point in fighting back.
There's no point in fighting back. No, we've already covered how much you smell this morning. I do not smell. I am fresh. Also, Kenny Pickett, he's fresh. It's only his second year in the league. He finished the season last season on a very positive note, Jay. Mm-hmm. Can he do it again this season?
I think, look, I still think it's going to be a similar season to what last year was for the Steelers. I mean, the AFC North, in my opinion, is the toughest division in football. Ugh. I mean, it's absolutely loaded. So, look, Najee Harris played in, I think it was like 5 games last year with a steel plate in his foot. You talk about, certain people coming back, the Allen Robinson trade, I hear that. T.J. Watt played in just 10 games before he had the injury. They bolstered up the offensive line with Broderick Jones from Georgia. They moved up in the draft for him. I like that. I think Joey Porter Jr., son of former Steeler legend Joey Porter, was a steal in the second round. I think he should make an immediate impact on the defense as well, a lot of talent on that roster. It's just what a tough-ass division, Amber. That's what makes it hard.
It is such a tough division. Is this going to be the season that Mike Tomlin finally has a losing season for the first time in his NFL head coaching career? It could be. And it might not be because the Pittsburgh Steelers are terrible, because I do think Kenny Pickett can take that next step. I do feel like he finished the season on a very positive note. And so I have the belief that you can build on that. I like what the Steelers did in terms of trying to shore up that O-line. I mean, that's first and foremost, right? Give your young quarterback the protection. Give him the time that he needs. You mentioned Broderick Jones, them trading up to draft him, trading with the Jets in order to do that. He should be the Steelers' day one left tackle. That allows Dan Moore Jr., who used to be their left tackle, to now compete for right guard with Okafor. And so there's some movement there on that line. Plus Isaac Simalo, they brought him in, $24 million deal for 3 years to shore up the interior of that line. So I like what the Eagles did the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, I like what the Eagles did. I like what the Steelers did in terms of trying to give Kenny Pickett some more protection. And then at receiver, Allen Robinson, the second you have, you're trying to provide Kenny Pickett some more weapons. It's not that I have a problem really with the Steelers themselves. Like, they're kind of ho-hum to me, frankly. I'm trying to make a case here with these moves. But man, do I have a problem with that division that surrounds
it's just
them.
It's hard, Amber. I mean, last year, you would have thought with Kenny Pickett in that division that would have been the year in which Mike Tomlin didn't get to 500 or better, right? And now entering year 17, it's just I feel like this man is in rarefied air. I was reading on The Athletic the other day where Broderick Jones was comparing the likes of Mike Tomlin and Kirby Smart, his former head coach over at Georgia, and was like, he's like, for as great of a coach that Kirby Smart is, the levels of intensity pale in comparison. I mean, like the attention to detail, the passion for the game, and that's not a knock on Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart is one of the it can make a case that he's the best coach in college football right now. It's just the sustained excellence of a guy like Mike Tomlin, even with me saying how tough and that being the best division in football, it wouldn't surprise me if they found a way to do it again. It's just who Mike Tomlin is character wise. He finds a way to overachieve each and every year.
You can make an argument that he's the best coach in the NFL, but also, are you going to make the argument that the Steelers are going to, even if Kenny Pickett looks good this season, that they're going to be better than the Cincinnati Bengals or the Baltimore Ravens if Lamar is able to stay healthy? If Deshaun Watson is any semblance of 2019 Deshaun Watson, what is that Cleveland Browns team going to look like? So it's tough sledding for a Steelers team that I do think is headed the right direction. I think Kenny Pickett has a real opportunity here to impress us. I mean, he could be one of those quarterbacks that we were talking yesterday a lot about. Who's going to take that next step forward? Who's going to take that next leap? Kenny Pickett could be part of that conversation with this O-line protection, just getting more comfortable generally in that offense, continuing to build on what we did see through the second half of the season from him and the promise that we did see. Defensively, this team, I think, took a little bit of a step back. They lost Cam Sutton. They did try to shore up that hole with several other avenues. But for me, it just comes down to the division, really. Even with Mike Tomlin at the helm, even with Kenny Pickett and some belief that, sure, he could still look good and still take another step forward, it's not going to convince me that they're competing in that division with the likes of the Bengals and the Ravens in particular.
Yeah. I don't know. They made the playoffs. Would it shock you?
No, it wouldn't shock me.
Me. For as much as you just said, and I agree with you, like they are not on the same level, but similar to Belichick in New England, it's like certain coaches find ways to get their to have their teams in games all the time, and I kind of felt this way with Brian Daboll last year. Like the Giants there were games where you felt like they're just in it, and if you could be in it, you'll have a legit chance to win it, and that's always going to happen with Mike Tomlin teams and Bill Belichick teams to a certain degree. Like hanging around gives you an opportunity that when the fourth quarter comes about, you play for the win. And that's what these two elite coaches do in this league.
And we know how unpredictable these things are. I mean, a lot of injuries, people felt like the AFC West last year was going to be crazy with the Broncos and the Raiders.
Why are you doing that voice? Whose voice is that?
That's the us getting you ready for the NFL season, because it's always NFL season here at ESPN Radio. You don't like that voice? It doesn't get you fired up?
No, it doesn't really do it for me.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see if somebody else's voice does it for you. Let's get back to our calls real quick here. Who are you excited to watch during the 2023 NFL season? Who's not a quarterback? Kevin calls us from Alabama. Hey, Kevin, who you got?
Kevin.
I'm excited for...
There you go. Go ahead.
Kevin, why were you delayed, Kevin? What's going on?
I'm not real sure.
He's distracted by my awesome NFL voice.
Yes, probably what it is. Now, I'm a Vikings fan, so I'm definitely excited to see if Justin Jefferson can continue doing what he's doing since he came into the league and putting up big boy numbers. Outside of that, not being a homer or anything, I am excited to see if Cooper Kupp bounces back after the injury, what he's able to do. Yeah. And I'm excited to see Jameis Winston for Detroit. See what he can do. You know, he started his rookie season with a serious leg injury, so we didn't really get to see him much. Mm-hmm. So I really thought that if he came in healthy, that he could have been somebody that can put up some pretty good numbers as a rookie. So I feel like this is truly going to be his rookie season, and I'd really like to see what this kid's got.
Crazy real quick, Amber, on Cooper Kupp just coming having a hamstring injury the other day. I mean, got an MRI. See what the results are on that. Hopefully it's not anything serious, but coming off an injury to have that kind of stuff, you get a little bit worried, especially as the Rams, you talk about, like, you know, is this a year in which they sell a lot of their assets, considering that they are going to be in a rebuild? And what does that mean for Sean McVay, who contemplated retirement? And obviously TV could be something in his future as well. We'll see how that pans out for the Rams.
I think Sean McVay, because of how young he is, because of the promise that he has, the other avenues that he has in terms of broadcasting, yeah. A man's probably going to contemplate retirement every day or every single year. But also, especially during this phase, it feels like it could be a total rebuilding phase for the Rams. I think that that's a really interesting nomination. Justin Jefferson is always a must watch for me. So his Homer nomination, I don't hate by any means. It's just, you know, who are you excited about watching this season? I'm always excited about watching what Justin Jefferson can do there in Minnesota. Coming up next, we're excited about conference alignment. I'm just trying to find a way to segue, but yeah. The point is, so conference alignment, that's what we're talking about next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
FSU trying to put the pressure on the ACC. Would they actually leave that conference? Are we headed towards two super conferences in college football? Which a lot of people have been predicting for quite some time. Jay Williams, Amber Wilson, hanging out with you,
Amber.
At Real Jay Williams. Look at that! I nailed it.
You nailed it. First
on social
time,
media.
First time in like five days that you.
I have it
my,
written down in front of me today.
My X tag,
quite
right?
Literally. Look, I quite literally
you have to
down
write it down? That's so bad.
Yeah,
that's
on
so,
a notepad. Why
do, you have great handwriting. Put that up again.
Oh, thank you. It's not.
Oh, my. Very legible. This is
It's not really that great, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's not like a lawyer's handwriting. It's not like all over the place, like Dr. Scribble.
Well, I am a lawyer, Jay, so this is a lawyer's handwriting. So there you go.
You would have a legal pad next to you.
I would.
You would. Out of all the people, you're that person with the legal pad.
I am that person. But, I earned this Esquire. This legal pad is going with me everywhere.
Hey, I know we're going to get into conference of realignment. I'm just going to tell you right now, Amber, I just watched a video of Trayvon Diggs calling Dak Prescott. Get the beep sound ready, Yates. The beep. Yeah, he called him that. And the soft-ass toss that I've seen from Dak Prescott on the football back. Come on. Don't let a man disrespect you to your face like that, and then you just softly lob the football. You take that football, you dart that thing at his head. You let him know that's not acceptable. Like I like Dak a lot, and I want to see Dak win. I just when another guy. These are like little things that happen within the locker room.
Now for the first time, I don't think we have the video to show. So he literally, it's like a side pass. Like he just like as he's
not even a side.
Away,
it's like a side lob. It's like it's a pass that Chris Paul would throw to Blake Griffin for a dunk. It's like a lob.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a rule. And by the way, I got told by Rick Brunson, one of my bets, right? Son Jalen Brunson plays for the New York Knicks. We talked about this because it happened to me one time. We were in practice and there was a certain player that literally tried to punk me, right? Mm-hmm. And as it was happening, like in my, I was ready to fight. And Rick comes over to me. He's like, yo, next possession, you take the ball and you throw the ball right at his face and you go at him. And I was like, all right, because I was here for it and I did it. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, like
this
that next
is,
possession.
This is you with that hairline and sweaty and shiny.
Whatever it was, I don't care what the hairline was. I don't care if I was sweaty or not.
No, I'm just trying to set the scene.
It was a tone moment that was set, Amber, because what it did for me in that moment with that player was like, yo, you ain't running over me. If anything, you're going to be met with conflict each and every time you try that. And from that moment on, like after we had that scuffle, that player never tried me again. That player knew that I was willing to strap up and line up with him if he was – so that behavior wasn't acceptable. And I'm not saying this is to the level that Diggs and Dak Prescott were at, but sometimes you need to meet another alpha head on, right? Collision course, to let them know, you know, I am just as much of an alpha as you are. You may go about it differently, but we're going to clash so there could be common respect. Because that's just me, though. And I'm not saying this situation is like that, but sometimes it needs to be matched. That energy needs to be matched a little bit. Does that make sense?
That's the thing. Yeah, that makes sense. I think it depends on the player, right? I mean, I think that this is a different conversation for different individuals. And is Dak going to be motivated by this? Is this a good thing? I know Cowboys fans feel great about this, right? Diggs is out here yelling at our quarterback and telling him to, it's going to light a fire under everybody. And this team's going to be tough this season. And Dak's going to have a chip on his shoulder. And he's not going to throw double-digit interceptions. Now he's going to really try to have motivation to win it all. I mean, it's the Dallas Cowboys, though. Like, do these guys not have motivation?
No, when they head into the season? It's not like somebody calls you like a punk ass. Like, there's certain.
I know. It's that one word. That's what I'm saying.
That's such a disrespectful word.
Why?
Like, from one grown man to another. Like, you want to say that to my face, and then just you're not getting away with that. So, like, it's. And I like Dak. There's sometimes personality traits, though. I'm like, yo, Dak, like, counter back.
What's wrong with female dogs? I mean, they're lovely creatures. I don't understand what's wrong with them. And I don't understand why that word is so sensitive to particularly NBA players. But I would say Dak's reaction.
To men in general. Dak's, just NBA players. Please call into the show. If another man called you that, like, would you feel some type of way about it? And then how would you react? Like, that's not NBA players. That's grown-ass men, Amber.
I mean, women don't really appreciate being called that word either, I guess, while we're on this subject. But Dak's reaction seemed delayed to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, not only did he just, like, lightly throw a lob, like you described, but it took him a few seconds to even figure out anything to do. And he didn't react until Trayvon walked away. And so because of that, I feel like there was this moment where Dak was maybe taken aback, and then he thought on the back end, like, I don't feel like he was probably really incensed by this. If he was incensed by this, he would have had the reaction you're saying you would have had, where he would have immediately gone after him physically. But I don't feel like he was incensed by this. I feel like the only reason he even lobbed the ball in the back end was because he felt like, oh, I should do something. There's cameras around.
Okay, that's why. Like, there's a tendency for me to read into personality traits of people, mm-hmm. and for me that felt like passive. I don't
you
want
felt like
my
it was
quarterback
passive
to be
from Dak.
From Dak, and I don't want my quarterback to be passive. I don't like them to have passive personalities. I don't.
But you also don't want your quarterback to get injured. Like, you don't actually want that guy, the most important player on your team, fighting in training camp.
Not that guy, right? Travis Kelce snuck somebody the other day.
Well, that was interesting.
Because he got rejected by Taylor Swift. It's fine. That happens, but, like, still, like, tone setting, man.
You can fight without getting hurt, Amber.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, especially for y'all NBA players. Goodness. Yeah, you guys are the kings.
Wow.
I agree. I'm just saying.
I feel like there's a lot of shots fired by you. Like you're a professional football player
Hold
or something.
Hold me back.
Like,
I'm going to fight. I'm sorry.
Did you play professional football? Like, do you consider yourself a footballer?
I'm just saying, your sport, it's a lot of holding me back. It's a lot of fake fighting. It's a lot of,
she just called you soft.
Hold me. Yeah, I didn't call him.
Are you calling me what Diggs called Dak Prescott?
Generally.
Is this happening right now in real time?
Hockey players are laughing at basketball players. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, look, sometimes a hangnail could put you in IR. I don't know.
Yates is beeping me by accident when I'm talking now.
He's called me a female dog? What?
What? Nuno, stop.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.